Mayor Andrew Black, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, in your report, this that you delivered on Tuesday to council, there was a number of items touching on the Chignecto Isthmus project. It's been in the news a lot recently. So I wanted to ask you about a few of those things. First off, I'll just ask there, you mentioned in your report that there's going to be the Union of New Brunswick Municipalities has prepared a resolution on the isthmus, that's going to the Federation of Canadian Municipalities. Is that right? Can you explain a bit about that resolution and what it is?
Yes, that is correct. I guess this was, we have what's called an Atlantic Caucus. So that would be FCM members from the Atlantic provinces who meet to discuss Atlantic issues, which then get relayed to board meetings with the full FCM board. During one of those discussions, a question was asked about what climate issues communities were looking at in their area. So, of course, it just seemed like I had been talking about Chignecto Isthmus all the time, I mentioned it to the people on the call, and how pressing it was and something needed to be done. Another member of the Atlantic Caucus spoke up and said, well, it'd be nice to see if maybe we could strike a resolution about the Chignecto Isthmus and see if it could be pushed to the FCM. So Dan Murphy and I, executive director from UMNB, he and I talked it over, put something together, and then had conversations with FCM staff to make sure it was in line with their advocacy rules. And a couple of conversations back and forth with FCM staff, we now have a resolution that's ready to go to the FCM board.
And is that board is that meeting? What's that going to be calling for? Do you think how strong of a resolution have you got there?
Well, I guess not to get into the particulars of it because it has not. I mean, it's just for now. It's just a written resolution. It hasn't gone to the board for us to even consider yet. But originally we were asking for the FCM to specifically advocate on behalf of this area and the two provinces of New Brunswick and Nova Scotia to get the federal government and the provincial governments to do something about the Chignecto Isthmus. FCM's approach, and very much like UMNB, for example, is to not really advocate on a particular project, right? It has to have national scope. Or in UMNB's case, we typically don't advocate on behalf of a single community's concern. We end up advocating on what would be a shared municipal or provincial municipal issue, right? So FCM, I would argue that the Chignecto Isthmus is a national issue because it would affect trade across the country. But FCM didn't really take that stance. They wanted to see something different. So the resolution that's coming will use the Chignecto Isthmus as an example of further funding opportunities that the federal government could give to provinces to deal with issues such as the Chignecto Isthmus.
Right. So in other words, like major sea level rise or climate change related impacted fixes that need to happen.
Right. And I mean, it's not specifically advocating on behalf of the Chignecto Isthmus necessarily, but it is using that particularly vulnerable piece of land as a clear example of something that needs to get fixed within the country. And there are other areas in the country that are like this that would also benefit from increased funding opportunity.
Okay. Now, you discussed a couple meetings that you had regarding the isthmus. One you mentioned that was with former Edmonton Mayor Don Iveson regarding private interests in the isthmus. Can you tell us a bit about that meeting, what that was about?
I was at the Sustainable Communities Conference, which is put on by FCM and the Green Municipal Fund. That was held in Ottawa, and I think that was in February. Don Iveson and a couple of his colleagues were there discussing climate change issues. And I was speaking with one of his colleagues, and they were mentioning the insurance companies being private, obviously private investment, being interested in or concerned about particular climate change adaptation mitigation projects, and what that might look like from a private investment lens, but particularly around insurance. If there was an opportunity for an insurance company or a big firm to get involved in funding a project that may then alleviate insurance claims, then this is something that they were interested in pursuing.
Interesting. So I guess the investment would be there. Normally when we talk about private investment, there's got to be some sort of return. But in this case, the return would be avoiding having to pay out huge sums of money in the case of dikes being breached, kind of thing.
Right. And I mean, you know, they firmly believe in they believe in the effects of climate change. They believe in helping communities and the people who live within it see some of their climate realities become, you know, tangible, something real. But at the same time, this is a way for them to protect their investment, right? If they were able to leverage some of their money into doing a project like this, and as you say, not have to have these insurance claims, then it would be a win for their company.
I guess there's a case for quite a number of private investors that would have a definite interest in seeing that that corridor protected.
Well, I mean, you can easily make the argument for CN.
Yeah, the Halifax Port Authority, number of others. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, if the isthmus flooded, then Halifax's beautiful port would really be useless. And I sat in Mayor Savage's office in Halifax and sort of had that exact same conversation with him. It was a quick one. He had about 15 minutes to chat, but I brought up the isthmus and I mentioned the Halifax port, and I said, it's right out your window. It's a beautiful port. It brings in a ton of money, but if the line is underwater, then you've got nothing. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
in terms of talking about who pays, I guess we have just sort of seen at least a temporary resolve to this long squabble over which level of government and how much each province and the federal government will be putting towards protecting the isthmus. There's been some recent news, though. Beauséjour MP Dominic LeBlanc is no longer federal minister in charge of infrastructure. Do you have any concerns that not having our sort of home MP in that seat will impact things?
Well, I think it's hard to say. I mean, I guess I would play this politically, and I would say that I guess first I would say that Dominic has done some great work federally with infrastructure in not just in his riding here, but in New Brunswick. He's done, you know, the federal government has invested as much as they can. And so I think he's done some good work. It does help, I would say, to have his riding in our, like here, Tantramar is included in his riding. If you're being moved to a different portfolio and another minister is coming in, then the work should just continue, right? I mean, just because someone else takes over that portfolio doesn't mean that the infrastructure funding should cease. The DMAF, for example, the Disaster Mitigation Adaptation Fund, is there. It has its mandate. And as long as the minister is following that, then everything should continue to flow. I mean, it is concerning because it might stall things because of timing issues with a changeover of ministers. But I'm optimistic. I hope that things continue to move along.
Yeah. I guess the other problem is that the DMAF, you know, Minister LeBlanc has said that it's going to be overprescribed, right? Like they're expecting maybe like to orders of magnitude more than they have money there in demands across the country. So I guess there will remain a decision to be made about, do we actually get the money from that fund, I guess, is the big question.
Yeah, well, that and it absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I only raise that because this is where the money seems to be, where they've been saying where it's coming from for the last little while. But anyway, we'll keep pushing as much as we can at a municipal level. I mean, that Mayor Kogan and I spoke about this recently where, you know, there's only so much we can do as mayors of two small little municipalities with the unfortunate position of having the Bay of Fundy and the Chignecto Isthmus right in our front door. Our push, we can be as hard as we want with local ministers of transportation infrastructure, Department of Natural Resources, our premiers, we can continue to do that and advocate, but once it gets to a certain point, it's in other people's hands. So all we can do is just continue to push.
To that point, there's one last isthmus question I have for you, and you discussed this at council briefly on Tuesday, that you'd like to send a letter of support to Climate Atlantic for them to spearhead an event to sort of bring together and inform the various stakeholders around the isthmus issues. Tell us a bit. I mean, So you had a meeting between yourself, Climate Atlantic Director Sabina Dietz, and Amherst Mayor David Kogan, I gather, about this potential meeting. Tell us a bit about the idea behind that meeting and what sort of issues do you think will be discussed?
Sabine had reached out to Mayor Kogan and myself, requesting a meeting to talk about the Chignecto Isthmus. And when we sat down, this is what she approached us with. So there are many people out there in various roles who are talking about the Chignecto Isthmus and what should be done or what could be done, timing, so many people talking about it. And Sabine, in her role as executive director for Climate Atlantic, had said that a lot of that information is not being relayed to like mayors, for example, or to provincial representatives, federal representatives. And so within her role as executive director and for her group, she wanted to pull these people together into a room for like a networking session, an information session on Chignecto Isthmus. What are the concerns? What are people seeing? What are the realities? A lot of this, I think, really comes from the, some would say, inadequate information that is detailed within the Wood Study. The Wood Study is fairly complete, but it's not complete. And I think most people would agree that once the work gets started, if it gets started for the Chignecto Isthmus, that there will still be years of study before there's a shovel in the ground. And maybe the project might not look the way that it's presented in the Wood Study. Maybe it's not just simply a matter of slapping up a giant gate or shoring up existing dikes with piles and piles of shale. There's going to be lots of further conversation and research to get to the point where there's a shovel in the ground. So bringing people together into a room to discuss some of these things and to talk to people about approaches to the Chignecto Isthmus is a really good thing to happen right now. It'll give myself, for example, Mayor Kogan, provincial, federal representatives, some idea about what people are discussing and talking about in their related fields around the Chignectuousness, shoreline recovery, all that kind of stuff. So, anyway, this was the push by Sabine, or the ask, I guess, of Sabine.
Okay. And you'll be bringing that a motion for that letter of support to council in August?
Yep. Yep. I guess that's we'll have that as a motion, and you know, there'll be some further discussion possibly from people, but it'll be free of charge from Climb Atlantic. It won't cost the town or taxpayers anything. It'll just be an opportunity to network and inform about the Chignectuousness and related issues.
Do you think the vision is for that to be a public meeting or sort of a stakeholders invited meeting?
I'm honestly not sure. I think the details will shake down from Climb Atlantic. I'm not really sure if it'll be a public one. Although I would say that as things progress, I'd like to see a public meeting on the Chignectuousness, just sort of like all the information we've heard up to this point, maybe a roadmap of us, where it's gotten us to this point. It would be good to have that, a public hearing and some sort of information to be able to relay to people. There's lots of people talking about it. There's the impact of it is hugely significant in Amherst and Sackville and Tantramar particularly. So I think to have a public engagement session would be a good thing, maybe sometime in the new year.
All right. Seems like a long timeline. All right. We appreciate your time, Mayor Black. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.